Yeah, we have mixed emotions. I thought we obviously started well. We're in a great position. Second half started all right again, and momentum shifted completely. We're working with a really young group, and you know, the experiences of the last couple of weeks hopefully extend to them. They're a knowledgeable group, so you know, they are really disappointed inside there, but you know, equally they're a hard working group. Their application attitude has been top, and we've a few weeks to regroup now and go again.
I suppose, Michal, the fact Galway went to point up late in the game, had all the momentum, it was a fair achievement for Dublin actually to get a result in the end.
Yeah, it was, but look, I'd never doubt their resilience or you know, their attitude to stay in the game, like, you know what I mean, they're top fellas. And look, there's a tinge of disappointment, as I said, from the position we're in, but you know, it's all about experience. They're a young group, and that's the message, constant messages we're giving to them, in that, like, you know, I think the key word for us is consistency. And you know, over the last few weeks we've had some really good performances within the games, but the key word is to get consistent over the 70 minutes.
You were 12 points up, Michal, 42 minutes in. Obviously, I'm sure it's obviously a disappointment, and Galway looked in serious trouble at that stage.
Yeah, they did, but you know, we'd heard well, and you know, I think the second half, you know, Galway just shut down our puck out and pushed up, and you know, that hurt us. Do you know what I mean? And they got 5, 6, 7 scores in a row. And yeah, sure, look, when momentum switches, it's hard, do you know what I mean? But as I said, it's a huge learning for the lads, and you know, that's what we have to work on.
And you're still in the championship, of course. You play Carlow now in 3 weeks' time.
Yeah, I have 3 weeks now to regroup and go again. And look, I've absolutely no doubt there is a tinge of disappointment there, but you know, once we hit the training ground again next week, the boys will be ready for it.
Emil, the message at the break at halftime with 10-point lead, I suppose that wouldn't be something maybe you were necessarily expecting. So what's the message at that stage to try and get the lads ready for the second half?
Look, everybody knows at halftime the game isn't over, do you know what I mean? You just get ready to go again. And obviously there was aspects of the game we were happy with. There was still you know, where on the scoreboard it reflected positively for us, there were still aspects of the game we weren't happy with, and you know, that was the message at halftime, that we need to go to another gear again. But like I said, it's a big experience, but we're still breathing.
Yeah, and in terms of regrouping, obviously with younger players it's maybe more difficult than players who have that little bit of experience. So what does the next week or 10 days look like?
But look, I wouldn't doubt it. You know, I don't doubt them. We're working with them long enough to know the attitude and the application that they have. So look, I've absolutely no doubt about them regrouping, do you know what I mean? So we just maybe take a few days and get back at it.
Fellas like Mark Robin, Paddy Doyle, have never really played at that level. See them cut it like they did in that first half. Are they kind of, I don't know about your expectations, but would they be surpassing a lot of people's expectations about what they'd be capable of?
Yeah, obviously, you know, when we got the job, we spread the net as wide as we could. And, you know, the two boys that you mentioned have really stood up and taken the opportunity. But, you know, as you said, it's their first year. So, like, they're amassing huge experience. Like, and, you know, you can't forget in this Galway, we're a top team. Like,
did it feel strange being on the sideline plotting your native county's downfall and players who won an All Ireland with in 2017?
You know what it's like, John.
Just on the way, you know, the outside with Donald Burke inside and O'Donnell playing a little bit further up, was that something that you'd, like, had you been tempted to do that earlier, or was there something that happened in the previous game that you thought, or was it specifically with Galway in mind?
Yeah, I think, look, in every game you're looking at maybe where you can go at it. Like, Owen has the capabilities of playing further out the field. Like, he's an exceptional player, exceptional leader in the team. You know, likewise, Donny has adaptability, can play anywhere as well. So playing inside, outside, it makes no difference to him.
And you ran at Galway, Michal, as well, obviously. Was that obviously a conscious decision to spread the ball wide and to run and take on the Galway defence?
Yeah, sure, look, game of hurling, you move it fast, now you have a great chance.
Michal, in terms of Dublin hurling from where it was last year, this is progress in that sense. I know it's a disappointment right now, but it is in a position where you're in the All-Ireland series, which they weren't in last season. So that's something to, I suppose, to take positives out of as you build for the next few games.
It is, absolutely. You know, you want to stay in the championship and be hurling as far into the summer as you can. And as I said, tinge of disappointment, but we'll regroup and push on.